Hi, Susan. Are you with us?
Hi, Ariane. Can you hear me loud and clear?
We can hear you loud and clear, darling.
That's great.
Listen, you can find out more about Susan and her art at Susan F. Greaves. Is it Greaves or Graves?
Graves.
That's what I thought.
Englishmen spell it differently.
The F threw me. So it's S-U-S-A-N. F is in Frank. Mm-hmm. G-R-E-A-V is in Victor, E-S.com. She started selling on eBay when it was in its infancy and has learned strategies to help us all. The art category is unlike any of the other categories, and she knows this best. Susan, would you like me to come back toward the end and field some questions for you?
Yes, I think we might have some time.
Okay, great. And I also sent you some questions. Did you get the ones I sent before you came on?
I did. Fantastic.
Oh, don't you love technology?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Susan, I'm going to just let you go. Roll them.
Oh, well, thank you, Ariane. It's great to be here. This Tell Summit has been extraordinary, and so many things I've heard from the other speakers can be applied to the experience of selling on eBay as well. So I'll be tying some of their comments into mine. I've called eBay and the Internet the art market for the 21st century. eBay can connect you with collectors and art dealers everywhere. If only 10% of the 30 million registered eBay users see your art in the art category list, you've had much more exposure than a magazine ad or a one-person show, and for less cost, too. I've sold pieces that are spread across the United States and have gone to Canada, England, Brazil, that buyer was in Portugal, Germany, and even to Paris. Little old me with paintings in Paris, I still can't believe it. We have a lot to cover today, and I may not have time to take questions at the end. If I do not answer your question or cover something that you wanted to know specifically, please email me after the end of the seminar. My address is gravesart, G-R-E-A-V as in Victor, E-S-A-R-T, at AOL.com. Give me some time, but I will get back to you. If you haven't heard from me after a few days, email me again. I really want to help. Sometimes I hit those delete or spam buttons too quickly when I'm going through my email. So let's get started. I'm going to talk about things you should consider before deciding to sell on eBay, a glossary, that eBay jargon, ways to sell on eBay and keep your galleries happy, essentials for success, coordinating eBay listings to make other online sales, and recommended strategy. First, what should you consider before deciding to sell on eBay? I'll go through this quickly since you have the handout that goes into each of these in more depth. I'll clarify some points, though, so please listen for these clarifications. First, consider your computer skills. Have you had some experience with digital images, email searches, and searches in email, creating links and a little HTML? It is possible to sell on eBay with those last two, but a little experience or at least the inclination and willingness to learn helps. If you have limited computer skills, do you have a spouse, high schooler, or relative who would do it for you? In your notes, I told you the story about the jewel of a helper I found through the high school computer teacher. Unfortunately for me, she graduated and left for college that year. Consider time. Whether you or someone else does the eBay listings, you must make the time to do it well. The more hands-on you are, the better. One thing I failed to mention in the notes is that there are seller assistants available on eBay, and I think some people, Doris asked about this. These individuals are familiar with eBay, and they'll do all your listings and selling for you. If you take this road, though, be sure they're familiar with the art category. The art category, as Ariane said, is very different from selling in other categories. Consider your medium and subject matter. A lot has been said this week about research, and the same holds true for eBay. Use the eBay search boxes to enter words that describe your work. Abstracts, jewelry, ceramics, whatever. And look for sellers who are doing similar work and look at their completed auctions. You'll learn a lot no matter what they're selling, so look at quite a few different sellers as well. Since I know you're going to look me up on eBay and my ID is Graves Art, let me put a little caveat in here. I know artists don't really retire, but and I'm certainly not going to give up painting. I'm cutting back on my eBay activities to enjoy my husband's retirement to the fullest. My career is 30-plus years old and is probably in a different stage than yours. Back to research. If you go to my website, that's SusanFGraves.com, and click Especially for Artists on that navigation bar near the top that Steve emphasized the other day, you will find a source that will help you lead through some of the research step by step. Incidentally, if you have looked at my website for eBay information before, please go back. I've revised and added more information, and I promise you'll be happy you did. Consider financial commitment. It will take a while to build a following on eBay. You must budget for it. If you have 20 feedbacks, and feedbacks on eBay are ratings by other eBay users with whom you've done business, you can save considerably by opening an eBay store and using the strategy that I'll describe later. Consider the stage of your career. And here I'll use the framework that Jeffrey Gorman used earlier this week to describe the types of galleries. If you're in that upper blue chip tier of galleries, you should not consider selling on eBay. I think that's obvious. If you are mid-career and are supporting yourself well in galleries and sold more last year than the year before, you may not want to sell on eBay. If you are in the starting or emerging artist type of gallery, eBay can be a part and part of your promotion and sales. I'll talk about this more under ways to sell on eBay and keep your galleries happy. Consider what you sell, what you will sell. When you first start selling on eBay, will you be selling older work and styles or different media from what you currently do? Will you create work just for eBay? Will it be a different kind of art from your other lines or gallery pieces? I did a lot of little 6x8 paintings, very quick ones, so I'd have inexpensive pieces to put on auction each day. Consider shipping. How easy to ship is the work? You'll be sending a lot of packages. Any new work you produce can be tailored to be shipping friendly. Think about precision. The devil is in the details, and details are what listing on eBay requires. You must pay attention when filling in the sell item form and submitting your listings. Otherwise, you'll spend too much time revising your listings, or you will accidentally add features that cost a lot. Mindset. I've saved this for the last thing you should consider because it's so important. Does your ego or your attachment to your work require a high selling price for each piece you do to be satisfied? If so, eBay is not for you. With eBay, what works are multiple sales, not single sales for high prices. You must have some pieces below $100 and some just below $200. I can sell four or five landscapes for $195 every week that I list them. I also list and sell successfully my larger pieces at higher prices, but just not that frequently. Even at lower prices, what you realize monthly can be far greater than the total of the few higher priced pieces. Another thing I'd like to say at this point, a few artists have had their work take off on eBay and they've had fantastic success. This is possible, and I think they find a medium and subject matter that has the right appeal and use a strategy that works. On eBay, strategy is as important as the artwork. But most supplement their income with eBay. It's certainly been a nice supplement for me. Let's define some eBay and internet terms. We need a working vocabulary so we can talk about this. Feedback. I mentioned it before. Feedbacks are statements others who have interacted with you on eBay, whether buying or selling, submit about those business transactions with you. It goes on your feedback record for all to see. Seller ID. These are similar to the user IDs on other sites. Be sure to choose one that is easy to remember. Hopefully, the ID will let them know what you do. Mine's Graves Art, as I said. If you can use the same ID as your website name, it cross-promotes your site and helps a lot with that identity crisis. Auctions and eBay stores. These are interconnected sites, two methods that eBay uses to present items to buyers. Store listings and fixed-price eBay listings are also shown on another site called eBay Express, which caters to buyers who want to make immediate purchases, more like other shopping sites on the Internet. This cross-promotion can bring more buyers to you, but auctions get the most exposure on eBay. Sell your item pages. This is where you enter the information for your listing and specify details about your sales policies. It was only one page to fill out when I first started 8 years ago, and now they're four pages. PayPal. Now, all these definitions I have just put on that Especially for Artists page on my website. So you can go there and get these definitions already written out for you. But, for instance, PayPal. It is the eBay-owned payment service. PayPal takes credit cards. The advantage to you is that people can pay using PayPal from your blog and from your website, as well as your auctions and other eBay listings. eBay buyers are preconditioned to using PayPal, so you should capitalize on that. Keywords are like search words. They are words people enter into eBay search boxes to find items that interest them. Categories. eBay divides items into categories. Even the art category is subdivided many times by period, subject matter, and other definitions. Listings. These have information about each item offered for sale on eBay. To offer buyers more ways to purchase items they want, eBay provides several ways to participate. 1 to 10 day auctions, fixed price items, buy it now items, or store listings. Reserves. If you have participated in art auctions, this is a familiar term, and on eBay it works the same way. A reserve is the amount below which you will not sell. It is always higher than the starting bid. Now, the starting bid is the price at which the bidding begins. You can put the amount you want for the piece without a reserve, or you can put a lower amount. Lower amounts always get more hits. And hits are what you want. Hits are the number of times people view your item page. Listing upgrades. For an extra charge, you can place your listings in a more conspicuous location on the eBay category list and search results. Some upgrades work better than others. I've had the most success with Featured Plus, Gallery, and ProPack. Gallery. When shopping, buyers on eBay can look at list of auction titles with tiny pictures or at the gallery view that has larger images. For artwork, gallery is a must. Seller list. This list contains only the items you are selling. People get to this list by searches, links on your item pages, their personal favorite list on eBay, or from links outside of the eBay, such as those on your website. You want people to see this list so they see all of your artwork, not just one piece from the list of thousands of artworks that are in the art category. Description. This is the text and perhaps extra pictures which you submit to eBay that tells about your artwork. Besides details about the artwork and a statement that personalizes the piece, you should include some information about yourself and your art, your guarantee and return policy, and the shipping cost, and the payment methods you take. Title. It's the listing titles that eBay buyers see in the category lists or search results, along with that thumbnail picture. This is what gets those first-time potential buyers to your artwork, and it is very important. This title must contain keywords that I talked about earlier, and I'll add more to that later. The About Me page and My eBay World page. eBay started with the About Me page and I think is transitioning sellers to the My eBay World page. This is space on the eBay site separate from your seller list and item description pages that eBay provides for you to tell your customers about you and your business. Make it unique and interesting. The rules about what you can put on these pages are much more lenient than what you can put in your item description. eBay has some very specific limitations on what you can put in your item descriptions, so be sure you know those. You can put links to your blog, website, and even encourage sign-ups for your emailing list on your About Me page and your My eBay World page. Now, a lot of you have expressed interest in this part, how to sell on eBay and keep your galleries happy. First, I'll describe the approach that worked for me when I started on eBay. I divided my work and designated two categories. Work to be sold on eBay. These were usually smaller pieces, older pieces, unframed work that was good but not spectacular. Then I had a category for my exhibition pieces, my exhibition paintings. These were my most successful paintings, higher quality ones that I would enter into competitions or send to my best galleries. On the few occasions I offered these exhibition paintings on eBay, I used a different banner at the top of the description and a different background colors to set these works apart from my normal listings. I made sure that the viewer knew why these were more expensive and special. I listed the shows they had been in and any awards they had won. I sold these framed in fine gallery quality frames, just as I would have in my best gallery. Here are some other ways that other artists handle it. Work with the gallery and list the work they have at full price on eBay along with your lower price pieces. Make it clear that this is an exhibition piece. Specify that payment will be made to the gallery so that the gallery collects its rightful commission, and that the work will be shipped from the gallery. The benefit for the gallery is that you are paying for advertising to the vast number of eBay collectors, not them. You're getting the gallery's name out as well as yours. One benefit to you is that your work is validated by having the gallery name attached to it. Another method used is to persuade the gallery to sell on eBay under their own seller ID. The more seller IDs that show your work on eBay, the better. As you look through the art categories, you'll see many IDs that are gallery names. This is part of that transformation of the art market that has taken place with the advent of the Internet. Some artists whose listings I've watched protect their galleries and their prices by listing their exhibition pieces at full price with a best price, best offer option. You can use this tactic even if you don't have work in galleries. If a buyer makes an offer that the artist accepts, the lower amount is not easily seen by other buyers. Another way to sell on eBay and keep your gallery representation is to create artworks for eBay that are unlike what you send to the galleries. Once I sold out of my 25-year stash of older work, this is what I did. By doing so, you can hit a price range, mostly under $200, that will sell well on eBay. Remember, you are aiming at volume of sales, not one large sale now and then. You may want to work in a different style, such as abstract rather than realism. Abstracts sell well on eBay. Someone asked about fine art photographs. Note cards with your images would sell better than full-price photos and can produce a steady flow of income. Do list your prints or photographs, but also list the low-cost items. They'll pay the bills. If you normally produce two kinds of work, choose the one that will sell better on eBay. I read about an artist who does metal sculpture and animal portraits. She would do best to sell the portraits on eBay and find galleries for metal sculpture. The two are so dissimilar that selling both, especially under one seller ID, would not work. Note this, if you do more than one kind of work and sell both on eBay, use two different seller IDs. When buyers find a piece that interests them in the category list, they want to see similar pieces when they go to your seller list. Now the essentials for success for selling on eBay. First, build your feedback. People are leery and tense about buying on eBay. Positive feedback is the only way they can tell whether you're a dependable business person. Before you start selling, go on eBay, register, and buy some items you need or like. They don't have to be expensive and can be anything you would buy anyway, stationery, office supplies, DVDs. Then be sure to pay for them promptly. Leave feedback for the seller and request feedback from him. Get a minimum of 10 feedbacks before you start selling. 20 would be better because then you qualify to open an eBay store, which used correctly has great advantages. List regularly and continuously. This is not a stop-and-go proposition. If buyers who like your work look for your listings and find none, they will think you no longer sell and will stop looking for your items. Suspending listings was one of the mistakes I made, and I learned a lot from that. Good pictures. You will need clear, color-balanced digital images of your work. Learn what you must to get those. Use correct grammar and spelling. I have to tell you about a good chuckle I had yesterday. One of our listeners today, Sheila, who had read my handout ahead of time, emailed me since I thought grammar and spelling was so important. She let me know that my spell checker didn't distinguish between stationary, A-R-Y, to stay in one place, and stationary, E-R-Y, the paper stuff. I was blissfully ignorant. I'm not sure whether a grammar checker would have caught that one, though. Despite what I did, you must present yourself as a professional. I like to say that eBay is perfect for introverts who can write a little and use a spell checker, but use it better than I did. Another essential for success is donate part of the sales price. With this, more people look at your listings because of that and are willing to pay higher prices. eBay has a program called GivingWorks, and a group called Mission Fish operates it for them, so it's automated for you, and it's not difficult. Keywords, again, this is a high priority. Your listing title does not have to make sense, but it must contain search words that buyers interested in your work would enter in the search boxes on eBay. There's a little aid on the eBay Sell Your Item page that will help you find, well, I'm thinking of the categories. That will help you find the right category. People who sell in stores are able to enroll in a program that gives a lot more research information on eBay, and that will help you find keywords. You must choose the right category, and for this, Linda emailed in a question. She said, among other things, does only cheap art sell on eBay? And no, some of it has to do with the category you're in. Avoid the self-representing artist category. Serious collectors look in such categories as contemporary art or modern art. Pieces sell for considerably higher average ending bids in those categories. Do your research about the right category. Some types of artwork should be offered in categories other than the art category. Some kinds of artwork should be listed in both the art category and another category. For instance, I list my equine paintings in both the art category and the equine sporting goods category. To succeed, you must build your emailing list. I've given the reasons and described the potential for this in the handout. You must be careful with this because eBay gets upset if you send spam. Your email list must be an opt-in list. In other words, the subscribers must sign up voluntarily. You cannot just add the email address of anyone you come in contact with on the web to your list. I use ConstantContact.com, the email list management service, and spread the little sign-up boxes they provide all over my web pages and blog. Also, put it in your email signature and your About Me page or your My eBay World page. The emailing list is what has brought me the most sales, and signing up is the main thing I want people to do when they see my website. For success, you must have social skills. Just be polite, no matter what. Guarantee your sales. It seems like reverse logic, but statistics show that the better the guarantee businesses offer, the fewer the returns they get. Offer a 100% money-back guarantee. And if you do have to take something back, do it with a smile. Sell some items low. Starting some items with very low starting bids and no reserves will bring more viewers to all of your items. This is what you want. Yes, you'll not make much money on some of those artworks, but your overall sales will improve. If you just cannot bring yourself to start with a $7 or a $49 starting bid, you can list artworks that are priced under $100, but you must list at least one every day for it to be effective. Price it right. The facts of life on eBay are thus. The mindset of the eBay buyer is that he is on a treasure hunt where he'll find a bargain and avoid the regular retail price. Also, are dealers shopping on eBay or looking for work they can perhaps frame and afford to promote and sell at a profit? You must keep up with eBay's trends and changes, read the announcements, and subscribe to newsletters like auctionbites.com to keep up. Use PayPal. PayPal is used for 80% of eBay sales. That's too large a group to eliminate as buyers. Now let's talk about coordinating eBay listings to make other online sales. You should encourage buyers to purchase work directly from you while you are selling on eBay. But let me make this very clear. I do not mean that you can or should break the rules that you must agree to abide by to sell on eBay. It simply is not right to deprive eBay of its rightful fees and commissions. What I mean about using your email list or any of these other ideas is before you list a new artwork that has never been shown on eBay, you should promote it by means of your emailing list, your blogs, and perhaps your website. Again, don't undermine eBay. If a piece has been shown on eBay and later someone says they saw it on eBay and asked to buy it from you, relist it with a buy it now option. Ask the buyer for a time to schedule the listing that's convenient for the buyer so he can make the purchase immediately and go through the regular sales process. Here are some of the best ways to promote off eBay, and they are a must if you're to succeed. Use a blog. Much has been said about those this week, and I won't repeat all that, but I use the free blog, which is blogger.com. Use that emailing list. I just described how to use it for pre-eBay sales. Also, let people know if you are featuring some pieces. I give them links to the no-reserve auctions each week. Tell them of your other activities, such as travels, workshops, and awards. Place links on eBay to your website, in your blog, and in your email signature. You can put you can put these links in My eBay World or your About Me page. That's allowed by eBay. Use your own website. As I stated in the handout, I no longer think it's absolutely necessary to have a website of your own to sell on eBay. So those of you who are not techie enough for that can take heart. Blogs are easier to set up and use, between blogs and eBays, the search engines will respond when your name or work of your type is searched for. Like blogs, search engines rank eBay higher than your personal website. If you already have a website, so much the better. Send snail mail. Send your collectors a postcard announcing your eBay listings and more cards periodically. And then there are classified ads. Even the humble classified ad in collectors magazines will bring new buyers to your auctions. I did this early on and realized I was getting more sales as a result. Many were to art dealers and frame shops. Now, for my recommended strategy. What you must do with your strategy is control eBay users' behavior, just as you would on your website homepage. On eBay, more people look at lower price listings first. Once you have a lot of repeat buyers, and that's 30 to 50% of my sales, they will go to your seller list first to see the higher priced ones. But you must attract a continuous flow of new ones to sustain your sales. You want those new people to click on your pieces with low prices first, go to your seller list, or click on a Vendio gallery image, and fall in love with one of the other ones. On eBay, strategies must be flexible. As I've said before, I've changed mine numerous times, but here's a way to get started. First, if you do not have an eBay store, spread your listings throughout the category list by starting at least one auction each day. list some artwork two or three a week with very low starting bids. I start at lucky $7. And no reserves to snare more viewers. You'll get more hits with these. Those artworks you just have to consider sacrificial pieces, like stores that have loss leaders. As an alternative, you can list one or more pieces under $100 each day. This will work, but it won't work as well as a very low starting bid. If you can afford it, upgrade two or three auction listings to featured plus status. This costs more, but remember that all featured auction listings are placed before any standard listings on the category list and in search results. Always submit a gallery image, and if you know how to use HTML, put large images and several close-ups or details of the artwork in your descriptions. Donate that small percentage of the sale to one of the eBay charities, as I've said. Also, add other upgrades like a second category, pro pack, and purchase options like buy it now if you can afford it. Your sales will increase faster with these. Sign up for Vendio.com's gallery. That's Vendio.com, and look for their gallery option. $2.95 a month will put images and links to all of your listings in every item description. Send those weekly emails I've described. Put links in your blog to your eBay seller list. Now, if you don't have an eBay store, list only the few pieces that you start at low starting bids or any upgraded listings in the auction format. List all other artwork as store listings. That can be done for as little as 13 cents per listing. That's a big savings. But you must use the other promotional methods to lead your buyers to your store listings. Please realize that the parts of this strategy are interdependent. I strongly recommend that you follow all of these steps. Phew, that was a lot of information. To wrap this up, eBay is a great way to get your work out there, establish and maintain your presence on the Internet, and supplement your income. Please feel free to email me. I'll be happy to answer questions. My email address, again, is gravesart, G-R-E-A-V-E-S-A-R-T, at AOL.com. Be sure to look at the help available on my website, too. You're not in this alone. Ariane, do we have time to answer a few questions?
We actually do, Susan, and I have, thank you, that was pretty incredible. Talk about nuts and bolts. So I just want to add a couple things that jumped into my mind as you were talking.
Sure.
One is that this might be one of the options for those artists who've been worrying about that they have such different work that they do, and how, what do they do with this very different work. If eBay is a good match based on all the other criteria that Susan gave us today, eBay is a perfect place where you can separate out your work in different categories and not be worried about them overlapping.
That's right. That really works well.
And then a little bit about the psychology. You mentioned about the psychology having to do with starting with the lower price.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another interesting piece I've learned just because I have a little bit of an auction. I'm seduced by auctions out in the real world where you can see the stuff and touch it. Not so much on eBay, though I've become very good at getting everything I ever want on eBay, but that's another secret I haven't spilled yet. But one of the things that I found is fascinating is you start low, but when you get in there and start bidding, if somebody really wants something, they will often go way past the retail price for that thing.
That happens. That's right.
So it's not unheard of. So don't be deceived by the starting low. It's the hook. And then people start to salivate because they've already put it in their living room. They're already wearing it, or they're already, you know, looking at it. And so when they see somebody else beating them out, there's this sort of thing that kicks in where, no, that's not going to happen, and they just go the next round.
That's the entire reason eBay as a premise has succeeded so fantastically.
Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to unmute globally, okay. And then I'm going to say go. And but this time I have a favor to ask everybody. If you have already asked a question, would you hold back for a minute and give another artist a chance to go first? If no one jumps in, then for absolutely come on. But I'm just concerned that there's some artists that haven't moved to the front of the line yet, and I want to give them this chance. So here we go. I'm going to unmute. Okay, go. Hit star 6 if you're not going to ask a question. Or actually, everybody hit star 6. And then we'll, you know, when you're ready to ask, you can hit star 6 again. Okay, if somebody wants to hit star 6 again to ask a question. Oops, hang on. Wait a minute. We're not finished. Who's speaking?
It's Paige.
Paige, yes. Go ahead.
2002, and it's page 104, and then this one was warehoused in 2002, and yet it's page 371.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, somebody's talking and has hit star 6 and does not realize that they have not. So I can't tell what's going on here. Paige, are you trying to ask a question? Okay, if somebody's trying to ask a question, can you say your name first, and then I can identify you?
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Kay.
Kay, go ahead.
Yes, I'm wondering what the time commitment would be on this. I really have no idea.
Yes, at first you're going to spend a good bit of time preparing your images and creating your auction description, but later you just paste the little details about each separate artwork, size, medium, it's regular gallery price and that little description or story you tell about it, you paste that into your master description, and it doesn't take as much time. There is a sizable time commitment to this, but
what would you average in terms of hours if they're starting from scratch and setting up their first listing and getting that ready?
Well, of course, the research takes a good bit of time, and the more research you do, the better off you are. At first, I would say set aside 20 hours to set up a good number of images, prepare a good number of artworks to list on eBay to start with, and then you'll spend at least a couple of hours daily.
Straight through or just at the beginning?
Pardon?
Straight through or just at the
beginning? Probably straight through. Now, at my stage, I'm not spending that much time, but you do have a time commitment with this.
Okay, thanks. That's a good reality check. Great question.
Ariane, I did get another emailed question that I need to address.
Yes, go ahead.
From Doris Olson. She, among other things, and I think I've covered what she asked in the other things, in my talk, but if we pass this information about selling on eBay along to other artists, do we create more and more competition for ourselves? I don't think so. With more professional artists, through all of the promotions I've described, bringing in more and more collectors, we make eBay a place to buy serious art.
Yeah, great.
Don't underestimate the eBay art category buyers.
You know, in the business world, there's a sort of unknown thing that passes around under the radar, and that's that your competition is really your best ally.
That's right.
Because
it's having five galleries on the
exactly.
same street.
They're building your base for
mm-hmm.
you. Okay. Yeah. Another question. We'll take one more.
This is Shiloh in Colorado.
Yes, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You keep saying that every day you need to list something, so could you give me an idea of what my inventory should be before I start?
Mm, good question.
A minimum of 14 pieces. The more you can have, the better.
Good. Thank you so much. Great question. All right, for the rest of you, you can definitely email. We will send these questions on. I'm going to do global mute. Hang on. We will send these questions on to Susan. She's been kind enough to say she will answer them. So you do not need to worry about that. Before we take a break, I'm going to do a little tiny, I'm going to tell you something I read last night that really struck home for me, and I want to emphasize this because this is the last day of the telesummit. It's really important, all of you, you have been gathering so much information now for so many days that now it's time to let your brain rest. When Allison finishes her last presentation of the day, I do not want you, and I'm going to give you permission, you can use me as your excuse, I do not want any of you to jump in and start doing things right away. You need time. Human brains are very interesting. They actually have, what happens is the left side of our brain can take in. But then it's got to stop taking in and stop doing in order for the right side of the brain to start to integrate what's been coming in. So the right and left sides integrate when we are plateauing, when we are doing nothing, when we are staring out the window, when we are laying on our back staring at the clouds, when we are walking down a road aimlessly for no reason at all. You give yourself time to rest, give yourself time to just zone out, and then all of this information you've been taking in, will start to settle in the right cracks in your brain so that when you start to move forward, you will be in a much better, more stable foundation. Susan, honey, you've just knocked my socks off today.
Thank you, Ariane.
Your information is so rich with nuts and bolts. I know the artists today have got such a clear, and it gave us such a clear marker, that measuring stick that Molly talked about, of whether or not to even do eBay. You know, that's a question a lot of artists, you know, they think, oh, I should be, I don't know. But you gave such great specific boundaries to set around knowing whether or not your work is the right work to be doing. Thank you, Susan. We're so grateful to you.
And Ariane, thank you for inviting me to be part of such a stellar event. It's just been remarkable.
Oh, well, you've made it that way, darling. Have a great rest of the day. Okay, artists, let's take a break. We'll come back in, not quite 15 minutes. We're going to come back in, I'm so bad at math here, let's see, 12 minutes for the last keynote of the day 7 with Allison Stanfield. Put your feet up or down, shake out the clutter, and come back fresh. See you in 12.